Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today is December 3rd, 2021. The end of the year is just booming along, isn't it? And I am going to talk today about, I'll give you about 25 different de-stressing activities here that we can do, especially during the holidays. We've got all this stuff coming up where people are just going to seem to get pretty stressed out about the end of the year and all that's going on. And so we're going to talk about how we can maybe avoid that and go from that. Let's see. What I want to tell you, though, is that the song you just heard is by the group True Trinity. It's called I Am Who I Am. The vocalist on that is Julian Clark, and the writers are Julian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And that was put together, we figured out 10 years ago. And you know what? That's exactly what it is. 10 years ago, Purpose Talk Radio started on the air. Isn't that pretty cool? It's gone through a lot of transitions. And I was debating about an anniversary show. But instead, I'm going to do something a little different instead. And we're going to do this de-stressing show. Or about how to de-stress. So with that in mind, so I want to tell you how you can participate in this show, because there's a couple ways you can do it. One is that at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio site, if you are on that, which is where we are currently broadcasting and don't want to do it much longer, there is a chat box, and you can join us there. I can look for comments there. All there is, if you go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, you can participate there. And you can type in your comments under the show thread that we have set up for you. And the other is you can call in. And the call-in number is 563-999-3622. Again, 563-999-3622. And you can join us that way if you'd like. So that's the big deal on that. What else? So hopefully you can join us, participate, have some discussion, and see where it all goes from there. So like I said, we can I'm just looking at some interesting things here. So the deal is here, let's see. You know, I want to talk about some of the things that are happening with the holidays. You know, a lot of us tend to find the holidays and the end of the year and everything that we think we have to do before we get done the end of the year, all those promises that we
told ourselves at the beginning of the year that we were going to do, and oh my gosh, it's the end, and I didn't fulfill that promise. I didn't do that. I didn't do this. There was COVID all this year, and I didn't get to see all my friends, and on and on and on. And all that stuff is happening in our lives. And for some of it, we go and we visit friends. For some things, we're not able to see friends because of what's going on with COVID. You know, we might have some traditions. I know some of my family members go to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra every year. Well, last year they couldn't do it. This year they went to a different location to be able to see them. That was a little bit smaller venue. You know, they may go see them in Milwaukee when they get here. They may or may not. I know families that get together for the various holidays. And last year they didn't, and this year it's going to still be small. Or they'll have several gatherings in order to keep them smaller. You know, there's all those kinds of things that are going on and can be considered very stressful activities for us. And so I do have somebody talking outside my door if you happen to hear that over the top. Anyway, so, you know, we do want to acknowledge that these things can be stressful. You know, we can't deny that that's part of life. And yet at the same time, you know, we want to do the best that we can to avoid the after effects of it. We want to avoid that which is the emotional struggle and the after effects on our body because of not being able to handle these things. I just found out my show went away. And I don't know if it's still in process or not. The show? Okay, let's see. I don't know if this is working or not. So, we're going to keep talking as if it were live, and then I'll come back and do some of the other things that are associated with this. Because we just lost the connection here. Let's see. So, you know, what do we do with these holidays? What, you know, what's coming up here? We have Hanukkah coming up.
Back into the live show. We are reconnecting you now.
We have
Hanukkah coming up.
We have
Christmas.
We have all these things that are particular holidays and things for folks. And I hope I didn't lose, if I lost you earlier and there was some silence, I apologize. The connection to the show, Blog Talk dropped the connection. And hopefully that will not happen again. And I did kind of stalled a little bit to be able to overcome that. If I didn't and you heard everything I was saying, that's great too. So we were just casually chatting over the time. So, you know, we want to look at these things that we know to be a little bit perhaps more stressful to some folks than others. And what can we do about that? You know, what, I guess first of all, it's like what is stress? You know, there's some good stress and there's some bad stress for us. You know, sometimes for me when I was going to school, you know, the stress of timelines actually spurred me on to do a better paper and to get my behind sitting down and actually doing it. Whereas, you know, there's other times that I just sat there and twiddled my thumbs and stalled and thought, well, I can do, I can wait a little while, I can play some more games, and et cetera, et cetera. And then I don't have to do all this other stuff. So, you know, that for me was actually a little bit of a good stress, although sometimes when I pushed myself to that limit, afterwards, I crashed, and I fell asleep for extra hours, or I couldn't get to sleep for extra time because of it. So there were a lot of, you know, in the moment, it was great, but as I got further into it, not so much. The after effects kind of came and tried to destroy me a little bit. They never did. I got through the school. I got through all the stresses. And most of us, you know, can get through that, you know, but it can be stressful on our organs, on our, you know, you might end up stressing your kidneys out a little bit. You might have some issues there with digestion. You might feel some strain on your heart. Blood pressure is going up, vertigo, pain can increase. All these kinds of things can happen as your body gets stressed out. So we want to take the time to make sure we limit that as much as possible. And so I'd like to give you a list. I mean, there may be, you know, only 25 as we go through here. I listed several. I'd like you to participate, if you'd like, with some ideas of your own, either by going into the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, into the chat room, or calling in. That would be absolutely wonderful and perfect if you did that. And so here are some ideas that we've got for you for on how to avoid some of these stressors that were involved here with, you know, as your time. So first of all, you know, there's a lot to be said for deep breathing, for stretching, for things like that. If you, you know, take on some yoga or some Tai Chi, Qigong, there's a lot of those modalities that are out there and that can help with just the deep breathing and learning how to do that and stretching your body. And because a lot of us too, well, if we get involved in some things such as standing in one place, rushing around, both of those things can and have been known to, you know, mess up your body too. So we want to get away from that. And we want to stretch out. We want to make sure we adjust our positioning from sitting to standing and all of that that's involved in that so that the body changes those muscles and works on all that. So, and by the way, originally I said that our show was our history. Was this week, but actually it's December 12th, and I have an eye doctor appointment next week, so I had to do it this week, unfortunately. And so that's why we're doing this week. Okay. I'll see what I can do about next week. Maybe I'll do it a little bit later or something, as never as frequently, or maybe I'll do one on that day. So, all right, so you do that stretching, you do the deep breathing, sitting down, standing up, even just sitting still for, take 5 minutes every hour. Where you just stop. You know, some people say, oh, I don't have enough time for that. I can't do that. I can't do that. Well, the reality is the more you do take the time for yourself and make sure you're relaxed, you actually end up being more productive. You know, brain works better. You keep your confidence. You don't feel so anxious about whether you're going to get things done. Now, I'm sure this one you have heard many, many times. Keep hydrated. Get something to drink, preferably not caffeinated and not sugared. I'm not good at drinking water. I admit that. In fact, when I get really busy, I'm not good at drinking at all. And the next day, I end up with headaches. I end up with vertigo. I end up with, various issues. Again, the muscles are all spastic because I don't have enough fluid in me. Take the time. Again, maybe when you sit down for those 5 minutes every hour, make sure you have something to drink as well. The ideal, they say, is half your weight in ounces. So if you weigh 30 pounds, you're supposed to drink 15 ounces of water. Obviously, most of us have at least one or so, a two or three or four or five in front of that 30. No. And that can be a lot of water. Yes, 530 pounds would be a whole lot of water to try to put into you. And a lot of people can't do that. And most of us aren't that weight anyway. But take the time to have a full glass of water each hour, and you'll get through those ounces very quickly, very easily. So just a gallon of water, it's, for somebody that's 125 pounds, basically, drink that gallon. And so if you have one glass of water each time you sit down, you'll get through that gallon pretty easily. Eating regular meals. It might be slightly less than you normally eat because we know as we get into the holiday celebrations, we're going to want to eat more and be connected to eating more as well. And so keep, it's okay to keep your meals a little lighter. Don't skip the meals because, again, your body then will start craving various foods and various things. Keeping it low in sugar, low in carbohydrates, because the carbohydrates turn to sugar. And that makes us sleepy, for most of us anyway, if we have the high sugar or the carbs. There are some people that do function better with that. So, you know your body. You know what helps you feel better and what stresses you out. So figuring out those meals in that ideal situation. At least once a week, find yourself just something fun to do. Time to watch a cool movie. Watch some of those holiday movies. Find some way to laugh. Maybe go to a comedy club. Something. Get out and do something. And that's related, too, to just getting fresh air every day. Step outside. That 5 minute break you take every hour? Step outside and breathe some fresh air. Whether you live in the city or the country, it doesn't matter. It gets you out of the stagnation that might be in your place. Or open your windows at least once a week and change the air out also. I know it's cool, and for a lot of people it's kind of difficult to do with that. But if you can, replace the air some way. You can't really turn on the air conditioner to circulate that air because they break down. So we get the heat on there and it stagnates the air. So find some way to air it out. Turn on some fans. Open the windows for a few minutes. Any of that kind of thing you can do. And like I said, I'll go back to the once a week. Go do something fun. Listening to positive and motivational music. I listen a lot to what are called POSIs, POSI music, with the Empire Music and Arts. And no, I'm not, saying that they're the only positive music out there, but they do subscribe to positive music, and it's all genre. You'll get a little rap and country and hip-hop and easy listening and singer-songwriter music. And all of that is, a pretty nice way to change your tone, your attitude, and your moods. Of course, there is holiday music. Whatever holiday you celebrate, I'm sure you have music that is uplifting and motivational to you as well in that history. Exercise of some kind. Whether it be walking around the block, whether it be moving stuff in your home, whether it be
just lifting the cans. You know, when you take those cans out of the cupboard to go make your favorite dessert, do a few arm bendings with those cans. Give your body a little exercise. And, you know, it does several things. One, again, there's your stretching. It's dual, what's the word I want? Dual purpose. There we go. It has dual purpose to it, where you get to stretch and you get to work on your brain. You know, you get rid of those stress hormones with those exercises. That cortisol that's just there that just keeps running things. It helps the endorphins, which those are the hormones in your body that, you know, improve your mood. They act, you know, as natural painkillers too. You know, so you're not going to get that stress up stuff. I mean, getting that exercise helps you sleep better. It helps your confidence. All these have been proven in various reports over the years. And, you know, and this time of year is when we kind of end up not doing our exercises that we might be used to doing for whatever reason, for whatever purpose. You know, instead we take our time and we find other things to fill that time, and we forget about the exercise. So now would be a good time to, you know, focus on that. Go out dancing. You can, you know, as you listen to that music, just kind of dance away in the kitchen and have, you know, as you're cooking. Again, more dual tasking here and dual emphasis. You know, with those foods that you're eating, maybe think of some of the, whether you do it just now during the stressful times or whether you do it, how long? You know, some of the, there's certain supplements that people suggest taking that are helpful to the mind and getting rid of anxiety and de-stressing. Lemon balm or mint, you know, is considered anti-anxiety. It's very calming. When you just, when you ingest lemon or lemonade, natural lemonade, or you put some mint in your water. Those work well when you just inhale the scent of lemon essential oils. You know, omega-3s are known to be anti-anxiety. To lower the anxiety symptoms over the time. Green tea, as opposed to a caffeinated black tea. Green teas contain antioxidants that are beneficial and, again, lowering stress. They increase the serotonin, which, again, are those mind hormones that help you think clearly. Kava is known to help in this area also. You know, originally it was a sedative, which is helping to calm people. You know, looking at the holiday lights, focusing on gentle lights. There's a reason holiday lights are certain colors. There's a reason we have candles and we have flame that we can look into. I absolutely love looking at flame. I get mesmerized in it. And, you know, we have, for Hanukkah now, we have the lighting of the candles. We're just not done with that. And it's just beautiful to look into that flame, whether it be real or artificial. For those who can't have flame, you know, full-fledged flame candles, you know, you can look at the artificial one. The same, you know, but I'm not allowed to light real candles in my apartment. It'll set off the smoke alarms. They have it set, and it will get me thrown out. And there's other places that, a lot of places that are like that. You can go outside and light a candle if you're not allowed to do it inside. Like I said, for religious reasons, people get exemptions on that and can still do it. And I just love, I get lost in that. And it's a good way to relax. You know, if you have certain scents that you like, the lavenders, the rose, frankincense, a lot of the woods, you know, lighting, burning that particular scent will help de-stress you also. Various incenses, orange, any of those will help. Reducing your caffeine, I mentioned that already in that. In your beverages, I don't know why I jumped back to that one that was apparently out of order. You know, writing down your thoughts and processing what's going on. Now, you can do that in the form of a list, creating the list, perhaps, and working with that. And so that's the best, you know, when you don't know how to plan your stuff and you don't know what's going on, you get the opportunity to create those lists. And clear your mind. In the process of doing that, some people make their list of their food and what their what the meal is for the holiday, what they're trying to cook, what they're trying to do to clear out their refrigerators and freezers before the end of the year, the list of who and what they're giving for presents over the years. Those help so that it's not just sitting on your mind and stressing you out. You know, some of us spending extra time with specific family members or friends is helpful. For others, it's the stress. So there's a couple things around this family time and this friend time. There's some subcategories of this stressful and de-stressing that I want to talk about. I said for some, you know, spending time with your best friend and chatting, this is a great time to do that. You know, spend some time over coffee or tea or meal with best friends, those people that will keep you calm. For those that, you know, might not be as calming, limit your time. Set a specific amount of time with that family member or that particular friend that you that causes problems, or anybody too. You know, set yourself a mental alarm. If you're not one that gets energized by being around people in general, if that stresses you out, you know, set some time in your mind. You know, I'll go for an hour. And then I'm going to need to leave, you know, make back-to-back appointments so you can leave. Or just, you know, folks know I'm going to need to leave in an hour. You know, don't do that if they're serving dinner, obviously, because that could be a little bit of a problem. You know, but schedule that time as is reasonable for you. One of the things I like about some of my friends is that they make me laugh. They absolutely make me laugh. And that is so, so helpful to feeling good and de-stressing. You know, find that little kid on the YouTube video that just, the old child that can't, that is fun. I bet you can't. Half of it. Because that's just how it is, you know? Laugh with your friends. Laugh with your family members. And don't be afraid to say no if you're feeling bogged down. You know, schedule something in February when all the holidays are over. If you're just getting too stressed out being with folks. And again, if it's somebody that really helps you stay calm, schedule that right now. So whatever it takes. A lot of folks find that when they're with people, giving hugs or showing some form of affection is helpful. Finding that special someone to cuddle around the fireplace or in front of that movie those are helpful ways to get you through the holidays and deal with that, make the best of the time with the family and friends. You know, overall on that. Now, one of the things people don't think about is that self-care. Now, all of this is self-care because you're keeping yourself at a balanced level. But, you know, don't forget the teeth brushing, the showers, getting enough sleep. All of that during this time. A lot of people forego that because they just don't have the time. Or I'm not going anywhere today. I'm just going to be cooking. You know, you've got all those opportunities that you can work around that and just spend that time. Maybe instead of skipping that extra shower bath, standing there a little extra long, letting that all that stress wash down the drain. You know, there's an old commercial, and I want to be careful of copyrights, you know, I want to wash that right out of my hair. Well, I do. I want to wash that stress right out of my hair. Watch it go down the drain. You know, and it, not only is to me that's kind of fun, it's a happy song. It's singing, which adds to what's going on. It is a great way just to bide the time and maybe make standing in the shower a little more fun. I don't tend to take long showers or baths, but that's when I start singing and doing things, it tends to go a little longer, and that's good sometimes because that warm water just is very helpful. You know, there's some good things on the internet, TED Talks. I talked about some of the music already. You know, all of that is a wonderful way to fill the time. And you can listen to some of those while you're in the shower also, you know, nowadays. You know, put that on your phone, put your phone away from where it's going to get moisture, and let that play. And just enjoy the time that you know, you're getting ready in the morning. See, what else do we have? Ask for help. You know what? If things get, and, you know, sorry, I just read a message that was clarifying something, yes. Yeah, the song's South Pacific, but I didn't want to quote because of copyright stuff and having Blog Talk shut me down. Anyway, so, you know, ask for help from folks. Maybe you're bringing in those decorations of the tree. You know what's fun is having help with a couple people. Maybe you'll go help them put up their decorations and they'll help you put up yours. And you've got a team. And you can, again, be listening to music or watching a movie while you're doing it or just chatting and finding somebody that's supportive of you. You don't have to take everything on all by yourself. With delivery services now going on, it is so easy to have somebody else pick out and deliver a gift. You know, you can shop online and figure out what you want and order it online, and then you don't have to go out and deal with the stress of the stores. I have been doing that for so long now. I hate grocery shopping. Absolutely. I hate shopping in general. That is one of the worst things I can be doing, is shopping. And so I go online, and I'm okay with that because I'm not dealing with other people. I'm not dealing with, I can see right away if stuff is out. I don't have to go wandering around a store and having the dealing with the lines and empty shelves and all of that. I can see right away if it's in stock or out. And I can order it and have it delivered and pay just a little bit more. And you know what? In the end, for me, I don't buy extra stuff that I don't need as much because I'm not looking at all those end caps where they've got the impulse items and all of that. Now, stores, of course, wouldn't say that that's what they've got them there for. You know, sometimes I do have to go out and shop, though, because it gives me the exercise that I need. So, you know, there's a good thing and a bad thing to all of that. And, you know, that's pretty much what all of these ideas, you know, figure out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. You know what's going to stress you out. You know what's going to help you relax. So whatever it is, you know, it's okay. You know, basically, you know how much you can handle. You know what's going to shut you down and make you moody and all of that. And you know what doesn't. And if there's any doubt, use that word no. Step away for a moment. Take a deep breath and figure it out. So, of course, the other is meditation, prayer, meditation, all of that. Those are helpful items as well that you can do. You know, there's guided meditation online. There's been guided meditation with this show. I'd like to take you through just a couple minute meditation of a wee, just to look at things and guide you through some of these holiday issues. So I think I've listed a whole lot more than 25 areas and things that you can do to de-stress. Again, if you've got any other ideas you want to add, feel free to put them in the chat room. Come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Call in. The call-in number is 999-3622. 563-999-3622. But in the meantime, I'd like you to find yourself a comfortable place where you can relax and sit. Sit, lay down, whatever is comfortable for you. Take a couple of deep breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth, and just as deeply as you can and as slowly as you can. Here's where we get that deep breathing in to relax a bit. And I want you to do that at least 3 times. And I want you to think of a scene that you enjoy. Maybe something from past holidays, past gatherings, that made you laugh, where you were comfortable, that was enjoyable. Maybe it's sitting in front of a fire. Maybe it's outside somewhere. Whatever that is. And I want you to bask in that scene for a while. I want you to think of, first of all, what are the sights that make it calming for you? Remind yourself of what you see, that picture. That being, that the people that you're with, whatever, is part of that scene. Look around it. Your mind's eye, look around your entire being. What do you see completely around you in that situation? What are the images? What are the things, the people, the environment? And then take another deep breath in and again release it as slowly as you can.
and think of the things that you smell in that situation. What are the scents? What are the aromas that you recognize? A perfume, an aftershave, the air itself, baked goods, the ocean. Wherever you are, think of those smells. Calm you down in this situation. What are the smells that bring you to that tranquility that makes you enjoy it? And then take another deep breath and release it as well. And think of the things that you hear in that picture when you were there. What are those sounds that de-stress you? What are those sounds that make that a wonderful place to be? Think about those sounds for just a moment. And again, take a deep breath in and slowly release it. And I want you to recognize anything you taste from that situation. Now, some people may say there's not food there, but there's more to taste than just the obvious sometimes. Sometimes with a scent is related taste without you actually eating something. Think of what scents, what items come through that sense of taste in this environment. And then again, take a deep breath. Slowly inhaling, slowly exhaling. And I want you to think of what you feel. Reach your hands out, reach your toes out. What do you feel around you? If you're in a closed body position right now, open yourself up. And see if anything from that picture comfortably comes and embraces you or comes in contact with you in some way. See what you feel. Notice the temperature. Notice the air on your face, in your hands. Notice how that makes you feel and why it relaxes you. And take another deep breath. I'm going to mention some specific colors, which are grounding and balancing colors. And as you look around, I want you to notice how much of that is in the room. And there may be none. And you may want to think of it as a coloring book, those colors in. If they're not there, So you have yourself a totally balanced picture. So once you think of the color red, and as you breathe in and exhale, think of all the red in that situation. Instead of it just being in your root chakra, I want you to bathe yourself in the color red as well. And I want it to be a calming red, not one that elicits any other emotions. And then you can color from yourself from your body and look at what is the orange around you. And I want you to bathe yourself in that color orange. And again, let it be the balancing, calming orange, whatever shade that might be to you. Again, deep breaths. Calming breath. And then clear that from your system and from your body. And think of anything in that surrounding that's yellow. And bathe yourself in the color yellow. Bathe yourself in that color yellow.
Your show now has one. Take your important instruction.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
And everything in that yellow is a calming, relaxing yellow. And think of how that makes you feel. And a lot of people think of that as being optimistic. It's the creative, it's the laughter in our lives, in a situation. Clear that yellow from your body and from the scene. Not from the scene necessarily, but from overall you. And think of what in that scene is the color green. The healing. For service, for generosity. And bathe yourself in the color green as you look around the situation that you love, that scene that you love so much. and find all the green that's there. And then take another deep breath. Clear the green from yourself. And look around you at what is blue, generally for communication and intuition. What in that scene is blue? And as you bathe yourself in the color blue, thinking of how easily it will be to communicate thing around you. Looking for the blue and realizing all those connections that you have to what is blue in the situation, in that scene. And again, wash that color, wash the blue off your body, and taking another deep breath and releasing it. Indigo, which is not quite a purple, not quite a gray or a blue, an in-between color. And for many, that's the wisdom, the spirituality. Insight. And look where in that scene it might be. And bathe yourself in the color as well. And let it be calming and natural. And remember again that this whole entire space that you're in is very balanced. It's calm. It's serene. It's tranquil. And as we take another deep breath and wash the indigo away from us and still realize there's much of it in the scene, I want you to look out and find the things in your scene that are purple. And bathe yourself in the color purple. That is that spiritual awareness. That is the connection. It's the, for many, the ultimate connection of this season. Whatever spiritual connection you have at this point is yours, and it doesn't matter what it is. You've got something that is yours. That divine being. And it may not be a lot of purple in your scene, but it's in you. It always is. And as we take another deep breath, again, you can clear that color, the purple from yourself, and look out in your scene. And again, notice all the colors that you've been looking at. Notice how they're a little more vivid than they were before because you're noticing what it was. Gather up all your senses. Gather up all your feelings about this particular place. Breathe in that energy and all that balance that you've acquired during the past 20 minutes.
remember that you can always come to this space, that you can always have this be a part of you. All you have to do is remember. You also can come back to this meditation at any time in the archive, Purpose Talk Radio replays, and go through it again. Now it's about the last 20 minutes of the show. Knowing that this place is special to you and only to you. If there's somebody else that has been there with you that is in that scene, they experienced it differently than you did. And how you take it on is the most important to you. So again, a couple of deep breaths. Look at all those colors. Look at all that space. And come back into the room where you are. Come back into the entity of now, whatever that might mean for you. I'd like to invite you to, in the next few minutes, jot down anything from what we've had, what we talked about today, that may be of specific interest to you to use, and put it somewhere prominent that you can look at it when you find things that are going to be too stressful at this time of year. And use it like 1, 2, 3 things that you think are going to be the quickest and easiest for you. And I invite you to use those to de-stress when you need them. So I invite you to share this broadcast with anyone that you think might be able to use it. The archived show is at the same link as the original show. And however you spend these holidays, I hope that they are relaxing, even entertaining, and a wonderful time for you as you close out the year, go into a new year, and learn more about yourself and those that are in your life. Because that's really what the holidays are about. Oh, I forgot one. No, I'm not going to do that. You know, stuffed animals are real nice. Toys are really nice to enjoy at this time also. You know, as kids have them around, you can always go play with some kids' toys. Sneak away. That's one more for you. A bonus in the end. So, as we close the show, you know, I don't think I'm going to end with my normal song. I'm going to use a different type of song that is by my friend Jana Stanfield. And it is in honor of the 10 years that Purpose Talk Radio has existed here. Because without those who have been a part of it, it wouldn't have existed this long. Whether it comes from those who started the show, being Barbara Patterson and Jan Revelle, whether it be those who have listened through the years, whether it be those that have encouraged me to keep doing the shows on times when maybe I wasn't necessarily going to. Those are all people who are part of my joy and my calm. And I appreciate you all. An affirmation for this week that ends up on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page
Let's see. I don't have the page up, but the affirmation for this week is, I remain calm and balanced in all situations. I remain calm and balanced in all situations. That's the affirmation for you as we go through the year here. Like I said, I might see you next week. I do have an eye doctor appointment right through the middle of the show, so we may go a little later. Just keep a lookout for that if we decide to do it. Otherwise, we'll, you know, wrap up the year like anyone else. So this song is Thank You, and I thank you all for being here, and wish you all soul blessings and happy holidays. Thank you.